glad you're here. LSU Sweeta, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this may be a passage you've heard a million times, or this may be your very first time, but regardless of how many times, it is still true no matter what. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is truth straight from the Word of God. Well, happy Thursday, this 24th day of August 2017. A week from tomorrow, we'll begin a brand new month of September. Woo-wee! How about that? Time is just flying by. Our kids went back to school on Monday. My wife and I threw a nice little party right after they left. I'm just kidding. We didn't do that. But I did. No. But back to some normalcy in the Kroll household. So enjoying that this week. It really was. I do a lot of my studying, a lot of my administrative stuff at the home office. So when the kids are there, it's hard for me to focus and concentrate. You know, I got to, pay attention to them and feed them and, all of that stuff. Be a parent, That's hard work. I'm totally kidding, by the way. But no, all kidding aside, it's great to have some normalcy back in the household. And Timothy's in soccer here now, so we're going to soccer games and practices and investing in our kids. That's pretty vital. So we're looking forward to that, and I pray that your week is a blessed one. Tell you what, cooler temperatures, nicer weather here the last day or so. Kind of enjoying that. No complaints for me, that's for sure. Hey, coming up on Saturday, really quick, our motor coach to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. Filled. Yeah, we are taking names, though, for a waiting list, as often people can't go and they have to cancel last minute. You can visit our website if you want to be on that waiting list, greatnewsradio.org, or by calling the front office at 217-367-7777. Again, 217-367-7777. And, we mention this from time to time. Here at Great News Radio, we are a listener supported ministry. Now, you hear us mentioning that from time to time, which means we depend on your generous gifts here at Great News Radio. We don't interrupt programming for share-a-thons or on-air fundraisers. We really do depend on God's grace and folks like you who pray for us, but also financially contribute to our efforts here at Great News Radio. You can make your gift online today, 100% tax deductible. At greatnewsradio.org, click on donate. You can send in your gift of support. You can write your check to Great News Radio. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio. P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And all your gifts are tax deductible. So thank you for your prayers and financial contributions. Hey, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be taking a look at God's Word, and we're going to be talking about our thought life. Because, friend, what you and I think about really does matter. So we're going to be talking about our thought life right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him in glad adoration. So wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in what he ordained? praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. You know, one of the reasons I love Thursdays is, one, I get to spend it with you, and two, that makes tomorrow Friday. Looking forward to that. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, Joey Kroll, spending some time with you. And, you know, I heard of a man who was on a diet who was trying to lose some weight, but on his way to work, he passed by a donut shop. I mean, whoo. There it goes, right there, right? And he got to thinking just how good a donut and a cup of coffee would be. And he said to himself, I will only stop if there is a parking place right in front of the donut shop. He says, I will only stop if there's a parking place right in front. And sure enough, after seven times around the block, there was a parking place right there. The front. And, you know, I'll tell you what, friend, what you think about your thought life matters. What you think about matters. What your heart dwells on really does matter. And all of us, we fight our battles, battle of the bulge, while for others, maybe it's a battle of the wills when you're raising your teenager, and maybe the battle of the pocketbook. But there is a battle that's more deadly. It's the battle for your mind. Because where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. I mean, what you think about, your feet will get to moving. Where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. So if you have your Bible today, I encourage you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to take a look at verse 3, and today we're going to be talking about our thought life, which is so, so important. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Friend, did you know that there is a war, a battle for your mind? Verse 3 tells us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh." So there's a war, there's a battle. Not just any battle, it's a spiritual battle, because it tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." It is a battle for your mind, because Satan's desire is to conquer and influence your thought life. I mean, we see this in lust today, don't we? King David in 2 Samuel 11, I think it is, he saw Bathsheba bathing while he was on the rooftop. The Bible says he saw. It didn't say anything about him turning the other way. It didn't say anything about him batting his eyes to something else. He saw, he dwelled, and he let that thought linger to the point where it led him to sin. I was reading something some time ago about Dr. Victor Klein, who was the professor of psychology at the University of Utah several years ago, and he had his own private practice, And over 15 years, he had been dealing with people, many of them who've been entangled in pornography. And he says there are four steps to this whole thing of pornography. He says, first of all, they get addicted to the point where he can't look away or walk away. He gets addicted. It gets its hook into you, and the devil somehow gets a claw into your brain. And after the addiction factor, Dr. Klein says there is the escalation factor. That is what he first enjoyed needed to be a little bit more. We'll just say that. And then there's the desensitization factor. There comes a point where he no longer sees things as shocking, bad, or even wrong. He becomes desensitized. And so after the person gets addicted, it escalates, and then he gets desensitized, and then there is action. That person wants to put into practice and begins to act it out. What you and I think about matters. Even when it comes to not just lust, but also worry. A husband asked his wife, "Why are you always worrying about stuff? It doesn't do any good." And she quickly piped up, "Oh, yes, it does. 90% of the things I worry about never happen." "I have to worry," she said. Philippians 4:6, we probably all know this, but says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Friend, if your worry causes you to question God's faithfulness, you got some bad thinking. If your worry causes you to doubt God, you got some bad thinking. If your worry causes you to take the control from God's hands to your own hands, then you got some bad thinking. What you and I think about matters. In fact, verse 6 here of Philippians 4 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God." And so what happens when we do that? Verse 7 tells us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds." That's verse 7. Here's what verse 8 says. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So while you give God your worry, while you give him your anxiety in prayer, he says, don't forget to think about these things that are true. Don't forget about God's faithfulness. Continue to think about the truth of who Jesus is. Continue to think about the truth of God's word. Continue and remember God's blessings. He says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, and the whole list of his stuff, he says, think about these things. Don't allow your thinking to go into the gutter. What you and I think about really does matter, especially when it comes to pride. Now, there's nothing wrong with being proud of your work. I'll tell you what, I go to sleep at night knowing that I gave a great, good job into my work, into my family, into my home. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your family, proud of your kids when they win a race or whatever it is, but there is a pride that is sinful. It's the type of pride that lifts you up and edges God out. An attitude of independence from God, a spirit of ungratefulness to God, esteeming ourselves better than others, right? And when we get the recognition for a project or a performance that we do at work, at school, wherever it is, we need to internally tell God, "Thank you, Lord." Because one, he deserves it, and two, we need to be reminded that we need him. Because pride tells us, when we allow our thought life to go on, pride will tell you, "Yeah, that's right, I was awesome out there." Pride will tell you, "Yeah, I'm the best one working on this project. Look at me." Pride will tell you, "They need to start paying me more money because there is no one else like me around here." Romans 12:3 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." God's word tells us that we need to bring every thought into captivity. to the obedience of Christ. Thoughts of lust, thoughts of anger, thoughts of fear, thoughts of greed, bitter thoughts, evil thoughts, they are part of every thought that it says here, to bring every thought into captivity. And we need to ask ourselves when we're dwelling on things, are these thoughts scripturally acceptable? Do these thoughts show me as a follower of Christ? Do these thoughts honor the Lord Jesus? Psalm 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord." Your thought life is important. You may not be able to control every random thought that pops into your head, but you can choose to entertain certain thoughts or not. Your battle can begin or be won in your mind. So as we continue in our week, be sure to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
Soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path. Stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in
sacrifice, Friday.
favorite right there. That's Mark Bishop, and my name is Jesus. And my name is Joey Kroll. Good to spend some time with you here on this Thursday. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Really quick, a few things happening this weekend. The East Boys will be in concert on Sunday this weekend at St. John Lutheran Church in Royal, Illinois. That's a free concert. A love offering will be taken. Also, the Allen family will be at the Bismarck First Church of Christ in Bismarck, Illinois, this Sunday at 6:30. And don't forget, we have the English conversation classes taking place at the Great News Radio Center every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can get more details about these events at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow to get you through your Friday. In the meantime, I'm going to grab me another cup of coffee and, you know, I'll tell you what, a brownie just to dip it in there. Whoo, that sounds really good. In the meantime, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.